I don't think I understand, I said. Strickland can't work with anyone else in the studio. Damn it all, it's your studio, that's his lookout. He looked at me pitifully, his lips were trembling. What happened? I asked rather sharply. He hesitated and flushed. He glanced unhappily at one of the pictures on the wall. He wouldn't let me go on painting. He told me to get out. But why didn't you tell him to go to hell? He turned me out. I couldn't very well struggle with him. He threw my hat off to me and locked the door. I was furious with Strickland and was indignant with myself because Dirk Strover cut such an absurd figure that I felt inclined to laugh. But what did your wife say? She'd gone out to do the marketing. Is he going to let her in? I don't know. I gazed at Strover with perplexity. He stood like a schoolboy with whom a master is finding fault. "Shall I get rid of Strickland for you?" I asked. He gave a little start and his shining face grew very red. "No, you'd better not do anything." He nodded to me and walked away. It was clear that for some reason he did not want to discuss the matter. I did not understand.